imagine how far this distance might be.
Yeah. So I'm holding, you have a double CD here, live double CD. How much time went into preparing this and putting this together? Is it something you did at multiple gigs, or is it like one big gig?
It took us ages, I have to say. We had
14 gigs recorded.
Yeah. And then we had to listen to all the material and to decide. Decisions in our group are always
like a ultimate fight in a cage.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we had really 14 whole concerts. A concert is 2.5 hours long. So you have to listen to all the 14 concerts and then with 5 members of a group decide which song of which gig was the best. And so we had 5 different opinions on each song. So we needed maybe, I think, 2 weeks to listen.
And did you control the sound engineering at every concert, or were you relying on the local venue to provide the sound recording for you?
I know we had like a multi-track recording. So it was really, we had everything tracked like in a studio with our own engineers.
Yeah. You know, I saw you guys perform at Schloss Konitz, and I was asking you while that track was playing exactly when that was, because the last 4 years have sort of blended into an amorphous blob, and it's hard to keep track of time because of the pandemic. But this was October of 2022, you reminded me. And I mentioned to you guys at that concert that you guys were one of the first full-sounding Swiss bands that I had heard, and I've been in this country for almost 40 years.
I was flabbergasted to hear that. I was really like, it was a very honorable thing to say to us.
You know? But it was true.
I felt like a hero afterwards.
And the keyboards, you have great keys in the band. You're great on the guitar. You sing sometimes.
Yeah, if they let me, yes.
So sometimes. The album has, when is this actually dropping to the world? Has this yet been out, or is it coming out in April?
Since 2 weeks.
It's out already, yeah. 2 weeks. Okay.
Can listen it everywhere.
Cool. And it's called Access All Areas. I assume this refers to festivals and things like that.
Yeah, we dream that we have this dispatch one day, you know.
Well, actually, I saw you guys have some festivals this summer. I think I saw you guys signed up. I hope I'm not making a mistake here. I think you guys are playing down in Tessin at Val Maggia this summer.
I don't think so.
No?
Have you contacts there?
I do, actually. But I know I've seen your names somewhere on summer festivals.
We have a big, big announcement. We can play all summer shows with Deep Purple in Germany this year.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to support them like special guests on 3 gigs now. And this is one of the highlights. We can't wait to do it, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool, yeah.
And when is that going to be?
18, 19, and 21st of July.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And I will dig out where I found your name somewhere. I did find a reference to you guys this summer, but it's Easter Sunday and my brain is not working as it should.
Nor ours.
Today.
No worries.
Now, the first song, speaking of that, the first song was called Whiskey. Then that could have an effect on how we're thinking here at this time. The next song you said is more of a long blues track called A Lifetime. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, a made-up story, but we were you know, in our earlier days of recording and stuff, we were more like, how can I say, we had, for each song to compose, we had a bottle of wine, let's say, and we were sitting there. It's a dark song. What could be the theme of the song? And he came up with it, actually. It could be the somehow sad and romantic as well story about a guy sitting in an airplane that is going down. And he wants to tell his secret love for the first time, I'm sorry, he's gonna tell him her about his love, and he says it's gonna take him just a few minutes, but it's his lifetime, the rest of his lifetime, maybe.
Let's listen to that now. We'll come back for more discussion.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we are back with Edis Mano and Chris Ellis from the Ellis Mano Band. Tell us about the five guys in the band.
Why me? He's looking at me and I have to do it now. So, the guys in the band. We have one of the greatest drummers on earth in the group. What's his name again? Nico Loser is his name, and he's fantastic. He's a funny, creative guy that has all the energy of the world in his drums. He puts it all into it. So and he has a lot of experience. He used to play with many celebrities all around the world, and
he makes funny noise when he plays the drums.
That's incredible. He has to, if he plays the drums, he does the same way, if you listen close, you can hear it on some of our albums as well. Even if he puts some duct tape over his mouth during the recording sessions. But live, you can see that one by one. How do you say that? It's really funny. But just that beside, he's still with a duct tape. He's a good-looking guy. The bass player Severin Graf. He's our womanizer in the group. The women like him a lot. We don't know exactly why, but they do. And he, together with Nico, they're such an incredibly tight rhythm section in the band. We couldn't do it without these guys. Lucky, we have a running gag. We always say Lucky Bossard is with us since 2 years, because at one place, it was that German TV. They had really great introductions for each one of us. You know, he had a great guitar player, Edis Mano. He's one of the founding members of the group, blah, blah, blah. And for him, it was only, he's with the group for 2 years. That was it. And we laughed our asses off. It was so funny. And so that's our running gag. So Lucky is with us since 2 years, even if it's closer to four now. And he's a crazy guy. But also he's very talented and a great friend. And it's a lot of great fun to play with this guy. He on live concerts, he even uses his ass to play the organ. And well, who's left? The two of us, yeah. So the singer, his name is Chris. He's fantastic. I can tell you, he's one of the best singers I've ever experienced around smelled. Me. Smelled, he smells good as well, yeah.
And we're speaking right now with Chris Ellis. There's no confusion.
He's also very good looking and, And, this guy next to me, this is Edis Mano. He's, I knew this guy for many, many, many years. He's also a great sound technician. He used to work with me for many projects and bands and so on, and he's so was heißt bescheiden, he's so you know, he has no ego, he has no big ego like that, you know. He takes himself back. How do you call that?
Humble
was the word, yes. He's so humble. He didn't tell me for many years that he plays the guitar. And so it was more by accident. I found out when he grabbed a guitar in the backstage once when he was very drunk, yes. And it took maybe 2 or 3 years more, or even longer, until I wrote him late at night. And yeah, he's a fantastic guitar player, one of the best I've ever met.
Today,
in here, but he's really now he's a class within himself.
How long do you guys know each other?
Over 20 years.
And musically?
6 years.
Yeah. The rest, most of the time, I have known that he's a very good guitar player. Yeah. So humble is he. The total opposite of me.
Now, I was working with him as a sound engineer, and I knew this voice is fantastic. I knew it's wow. But somehow I had other projects, he had other projects, and I thought, come on.
And this guy is crazy, he thought, so better keep him on distance.
No, and then he wrote me that message on WhatsApp, I think, and I think the next day I had the group already together, because I somehow imagined how it should be with great musicians in a great band, and all of the other guys was 100% in, and a few months later we had our first song ready, and that was Whiskey. You listened to that a few minutes ago. Yeah,
the next song we're going to hear, I heard you guys perform this at your Los Conets a couple of years ago. It's Bad News Blues, and it features a wonderful Hammond. So we're going to hear something from that, and then we're going to come back and announce. Actually, we could do that now. You have a gig coming up on Friday, the 17th of May, at the Bären Buchsee in München Buchsee, and then you'll be performing as part of Summer Blues on Friday, the 28th of June in Basel, and you mentioned you're going to be opening up for Deep Purple in July around Germany.
Yes.
So let's hear some blues, and we'll come back.
All right, yes.
Yeah, in our remaining moments here on the Blues Zeppelin, we are still here with Eddie's Mano and Chris Ellis. And guys, if people want to find out how to follow you guys, find out about tour dates and the music and the new album, how can they do that?
EllisManoBand.com.
EllisManoBand.com.
Double L, yeah. And there's written everything about us, yeah.
Okay, I want to thank you guys for coming in and sharing your music and sharing your stories. And this has been the Blue Zeppelin. We have to land the Zeppelin right now. So thank you, guys.
Thank you very
much. Just ran.
A couple of minutes to land the Zeppelin, and I want to thank a guest here, a very important guest here on the Blue Zeppelin. Kate Side is here all the way from Massachusetts. She made a trip all the way to Bern, and Kate is the official recipe provider for the Blue Zeppelin. She's been doing it for more than a decade. Kate, you have something you set up for us today.
Yeah, so I have a recipe for sweet potato jackets. And it was kind of inspired by food that I thought would be easily found from where the blues comes from in the United States. So things you could find in the Southeast, sweet potatoes, greens. And I think it's not such a tight recipe. It's more like a chord chart. You can kind of fill in as you go along.
Thank you, Kate. And that's... can be found, the recipe for sweet potato jacket can be found on the Blues Zeppelin Facebook page. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank Sue Foley for coming on the Blues Zeppelin in hour one. I want to thank these gentlemen, Eddie Smano and Chris Ellis, for coming in hour two. Always remember, support community radio, and we must, and I mean it, we must free Julian Assange. See you in a couple of weeks. Thanks for listening.
Sharon Jones of Sharon Jones and the Dab Kings, and you're listening to Radio Laura 97.5 MHz.